When it happens, it often happens when we least expect it, when we're not looking for it. C.S. Lewis writes, "It happens as when children are playing burglar out in the hallway, hiding, creeping up on one another, squealing with delight, and then they hear a sound, a creak on the floorboards, and they look at one another with a mixture of delight and terror and ask, 'Is that a real burglar?'" Jesus says, "It happens like a thief in the night. The homeowner is sleeping securely, out like a light, and then unexpectedly, the thief comes in the night." It can happen anywhere. As your humble preacher, I wish that it would predictably happen here in church in the middle of one of my sermons. Here in church. But really, such an occasion is not so predictable. Rarely does it happen simply because we are in a religious setting or having a religious situation. It happened one night in Bethlehem, and there were a few, really just a few, a minority who were looking for it, who were praying for it, who were hoping for it. But most people were not. They were going about their business as usual, expecting nothing unusual, and then it happened. It happened to a couple of fishermen. They were bending over their nets, repairing their nets at work on a weekday. They weren't looking for Jesus. Rather, Jesus was looking for them. They were looking for fish. And then, to their surprise, hopefully to their delight, they got hooked. It happened. This is the way the Bible tells the story of dealings between God and us. Rarely are we expecting it, looking for God, hoping for God, praying for God. It rarely happens when we make a move toward God, although God loves that when we move toward God. God graciously always meets us and welcomes us when we do. Rather, more typical, it is for God to make that move toward us. It can happen when we're down, in the depths of despair, when we feel wretched and desperate, having given up hope for so many of the things that the world teaches us to put our hope in. It can happen then. And, thank God, it can also happen on sunny days. When we're breezing along in life just fine, everything's A-OK, we don't feel particularly in need. And then it happens. Oh, God meets us. We who had no intentions of meeting God, God reaches out to us. God intrudes. God commandeers us. God takes over. It can happen as in today's story. This is such a delightful story from John's gospel. It can happen when you're just going about an ordinary day and drawing water from the well. The woman was not looking for the Messiah. She appears not to be in any religious quandary about God, or she's not really concerned about her marital status. She's looking for water, not theological instruction. Maybe she was not even a religious person. Who knows? And yet Jesus shows up to her. He meets her at the well. He speaks to her of her deepest truth. This is a holy, unsought, unexpected encounter. Now, I think this is particularly hard for us modern people. We are so conditioned to think that our actions, that our initiatives are the only ones going on in the world. We like to think that we are here this morning because we took initiative. We decided to be here. So we made a move toward God. We came to worship. What if? What if we are not as free as we think? What if amid all the unseen, unknown forces that are pulling at us, our genetic makeup, our physiological profile, our histories, our hormones, what if there is another force, even more powerful, guiding, directing, sustaining, even when we don't know it? The philosopher Schopenhauer said that if a stone could think, the stone would think that it is crossing the river because it wants to when it is being thrown across the river. It's better to keep God an impersonal, vague, spiritual phenomenon. Better to keep God at arm's length, a static, noble idea, or the greatest of the human spirit. We've all tried these, particularly in our modern age, and usually these means are effective in keeping God away. They keep God irrelevant and distant and quiet. But then God breaks in. There is a sound on the doorstep. There is a tap on the window. A rattle at the doorknob, and despite our defenses, it happens. I don't think you can be ready for it. Jesus asked if the homeowner knew what time the thief would break in. Do you think the homeowner would have ever gone asleep? Of course, we don't know when the thief breaks in. Therefore, we sleep. We have the illusion that the life we are living is our own. But then, the creaking floorboard, the key turns in the lock, and the doorknob rattles, and then it happens. So this Sunday's gospel is Jesus' meeting with this Samaritan woman. And we are interpreting this as a story about meeting Jesus, and by implication, a story about all the ways and the many times and places where God in Christ meets us, where God reaches out to us and becomes present to us. So in a way, this matter of Jesus' presence is the subject matter not only of the Gospel of John, but of all the Gospels. The purpose of the Gospels is not to convey information about Jesus or to write historical biography about Jesus. The purpose is to remind us that Jesus is present among us. The great theologian Karl Barth defined a human being as one who has been addressed. Human being is one who has been addressed. Our true human identity and purpose does not lie in any innate characteristic of our own, but rather in the fact that God addresses us, that God comes to us, that God calls us. God seeks to guide our lives for God's purposes. So in a sense, we have no real existence until Jesus shows up to us. Until we are addressed by, encountered by, met by Jesus. And that goes for you. Not just the woman at the well, but it also goes for you. In being encountered, you are being brought to a whole new world. The evangelist John doesn't say if the woman at the well was offended by Jesus or delighted by Jesus. She does seem to be surprised, and I like to think that she was indeed delighted that a rabbi, a man, a great teacher, would be taking time for her there in the middle of the hot day, a woman going about her daily labor, having her day transformed by this unexpected encounter with God. So, all this preaching, what I'm saying in all of this, so that you can go ahead and be prepared not to be prepared for it. Does that make sense? I'm telling you all this so that when it happens, and I have a deep faith that it will happen to you, maybe not today, maybe not even tomorrow, but someday you will be prepared to be delighted when the key turns in the lock and the door creeps open and there is a shaft of light penetrating the dark room from the outside. Then you will know. And maybe you may remember this sermon when you were warned. In your terror or delight or whatever you happen to feel at that holy moment, that meeting with God, perhaps you will remember this sermon and say to yourself, oh, this is it. I was warned. I was prepared not to be prepared. It is happening. I am being met. God is here. Amen.